Hi, this is Daniel Garb with the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I was south of the border for American Thanksgiving. Had a wonderful visit. Family, friends, beautiful places, lots to see and do. But you wouldn't know it if you watch TV on Black Friday. It's an orgiastic frenzy of consumer excess plastered onto an otherwise sedate family holiday. All you could see on TV was the repeated image of two women at a Philadelphia Walmart tasing each other to get at a discount iPad. It's crazy. On the other hand, they segue quite nicely into my themes this week, Philadelphia and holiday excess. I'm looking at a Canadian documentary about Christmas music and an American doc about a firebomb dropped on a radical commune in Philadelphia.
Merry Christmas.
Jingle Bell Rocks, directed by Mitchell Kazin. Mitchell is obsessed with Christmas songs. Not the traditional carols or sing-alongs, no Silent Night or Jingle Bells, but the many, possibly countless, record albums released over the past 60, 70 years. He believes that among all the treacle and dross they play constantly at supermarkets for a month and a half every year, there are still gems yet to be discovered. So he goes to every flea market, ducks into every used record store he sees. On the off chance, there's an indie treasure waiting to be rediscovered. It all started for him with a Nat King Cole song about a little kid pining for his absentee dad, who won't be home for Christmas. His own dad was never there, and eventually his parents were divorced. Now he feels driven to recreate the sad feelings he remembers in a melancholy Christmas tune. And he's not alone. There's a hip-hop producer, a radio DJ, a rock star, each with their own obsessive hoard of old Xmas vinyl. Movie spans everything from bebop jazz, that's Bob DeRosa, Miles Davis in the background here, to soul, there's a risque song about backdoor Santa, to Vietnam protest songs, ordinary pop, counterculture kitsch, all the way to hip-hop in the 90s and beyond. Stars include Flaming Lips, Run DMC, John Waters, and the movie culminates in an amazing recording session with the Calypso legend Mighty Sparrow. Not bad for a documentary. Jingle Bell Rocks is a 90-minute look at an ordinary, if oddball, middle-aged guy with a hoarding obsession. I can sympathize with the narrator's plight, but I never really feel the guy's drive. Anyway, light subject, not that exciting, but is saved by the music. Good tunes that play throughout. Let the Fire Burn, directed by Jason Oster. In the mid-1980s, in Philadelphia, a wonderful city I love, it experienced a terrifying event. A home was bombed and many people were killed. You might think terrorists, but the bomb was dropped on a row house from a helicopter by the police. And as the fire grew, the firemen stood by to watch the flames engulf an entire city block. What happened? Some background's needed. Half a century after the Civil Rights Movement, Philadelphia is still a de facto segregated city, one of the 10 most segregated in the U.S. It experienced decades of unrest and white flight to the exurbs. Much of this was related to the combative stance of the police force and the city hall, led in the 70s by Mayor Frank Rizzo. So former police commissioner Rizzo fought a personal battle against radical groups like the Black Panthers, often displaying more loyalty to his fellow police than toward the people in the city. And he was known for his harsh treatment of blacks in general. Well, right in the middle of all this was a small, back-to-nature religious group known as MOVE. It was headed by the self-named John Africa. They believed in such then-radical concepts as a vegan diet, the raw food movement, animal rights, anti-pesticides, and anti-tech technology. The kids walked around naked and everyone shared the same last name, and they would proselytize loudly with a bullhorn in public. So the police accused them of being an armed terrorist cell and raided their home. And in the melee in the 70s, a cop was killed. though it was never quite determined where the shot came from or who did it. Anyway, 9 members of MOVE were convicted of third-degree murder and jailed. 9 members. So 7 years later, in the 80s, an apparent act of revenge for the death of the policeman, the police dropped 2 firebombs supplied by the FBI on the urban commune and then stood by. 11 people, including 5 small children, were killed. Afterwards, the city's mayor, Wilson Good, called for an investigation. So this excellent movie tells the story in an unusual way. A spooky documentary. It's composed entirely of period news footage, TV interviews, and most of all, recorded testimony from the inquiry. There's no narrator, only faces and voices from that period. Police and survivors of the bombing, firemen, they all testify why they did what they did, and they bring light to what was happening that infamous day. Especially poignant is the testimony of a little boy, Birdie Africa, who clears up many of the false claims and misconceptions about what went on. This is a really great oral history. Jingle Bell Rocks and Let the Fire Burn both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.